Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to be with me today as we just wait before the Lord for whatever He has. And there are some things I want to share, and I think we can learn a little bit from the natural world. I know one of the things I really enjoyed doing when I was up at the Duck Valley Reservation, there's a reference book I had, and it was bringing examples from the natural world, the physical world of science, the animal kingdom, with lessons that could be applied in a spiritual way for our Christian walk. And that was, we did that on the Bible studies, and I really enjoyed those few times when I was doing that. But I'd like for us to consider, for the sake of this broadcast, consider a butterfly. Now, you've never maybe thought much about a butterfly. There don't seem to be a very significant member of the insect kingdom, but even this humble, insignificant little creature has some important lessons to teach us. And some years back, I was given a story that someone gave to me, and this is how the story goes. A man found a cocoon of a butterfly. One day, a small opening appeared. He sat and watched the butterfly for several hours as it struggled to force its body through that little hole. Then it seemed to stop making any progress. It appeared as if it had gotten as far as it could and it could go no further. Probably got tired. So the man decided to help the butterfly. He took a pair of scissors and snipped off the remaining bit of the cocoon. The butterfly then emerged easily, but it had a swollen body and small shriveled wings. The man continued to watch the butterfly because he expected that at any moment the wings would enlarge and expand to be able to support the body, which would contract in time. But neither happened. In fact, the butterfly spent the rest of its life crawling around with a swollen body and shriveled wings. It was never able to fly. What the man, in his kindness and haste, did not understand was that the restricting cocoon and the struggle required for the butterfly to get through the tiny opening were God's way of forcing fluid from the body of the butterfly into its wings so that it would now be ready to fly once it achieved its freedom from the cocoon. And beloved, as we think about this in terms of our own lives, sometimes struggles are exactly what you and I need in our lives. Oh, we don't want them. We'd rather disperse. We'd rather, you know, let's not do it. Let's not have them. But if we went through life without any obstacles, it would cripple us just as that butterfly. We wouldn't be as strong as what we could have been, and we could never fly. That's our destination. So this little story helps to put our battles in perspective, doesn't it? In fact, I read that the butterfly really is an amazing creature because it goes into that cocoon as a little caterpillar. And actually, in the process of its transformation, it literally changes DNA, which is an incredible, amazing thing. Things don't do that. It literally becomes something else. Think of it. It's an amazing creation. It begins life as a lowly, furry worm called a caterpillar, then climbs out on a limb and begins to spin a silk cocoon. Hiding away in darkness, one day a brilliant light begins to shine through a crack in the wall in which it's encased. Drawn to the light, its wings emerge, and a transformation has taken place, not only appearance, but also in its body, in its body, mind, and soul. No longer will it crawl along helplessly on the ground, but it's a new creature. What a parallel, amen? For a Christian, we become a new creature in Christ, and that butterfly begins to be aware of the changes that have been miraculously happening in its little body. It sees the new creation that God the Creator intended it to be, and majestically it takes to flight, soaring graciously to higher heights. So the next time you see a butterfly flying in its glory and its majesty, remember that the butterfly is only a reflection of what God's heart for you is, of what you are meant to be. Beloved, we are in a process of transformation. He's very jealous for you, and he has the very best in store for you. You know, I think of the story of the book of Esther. She comes to mind. And just as she had to be, those girls, before they were ever presented to the king, were months in preparation. Very strict protocol, spices and perfumes and oils and all kinds of things, beauty preparations, that they would be ready to be presented to the king. And we, beloved, are the bride of Christ, man or woman. We're the body, you know, the bride and the body of Christ, and we're in preparation for the marriage supper of the Lamb. And the Lord is working in our lives that, according to 1 Peter 3 and 4, our attractiveness, our desirability will be seen in the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Oh, I know that God is drawing all of his people. He's drawing you, beloved, into a deeper, a richer communion with him. The Holy Spirit is just drawing us, and he begins to deal with small things in our lives. Sometimes it's those little foxes that destroy the vine, that we will be absolutely undefiled and radiant as we prepare for our King. There's another beautiful scripture that comes to mind, and it's found in Psalm 45, 9 and 10. Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is the Lord, and worship thou him. Praise God. The king's daughter, it goes on to say in verse 13, is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought into the king in raiment of needlework. With gladness and rejoicing, they shall enter the king's palace. Praise God. In a spiritual parallel or connotation, the rich royal garments this psalm is referring to are the beautiful ornaments of the Spirit, the bride of Christ, without spot, stain, or wrinkle. And beloved, as a betrothed virgin in the royal court, the king will spare no expense in your time of preparation. His divine power, the word of God says in 2 Peter 1 and 3, he's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. So the next time the devil tries to discourage you, the next time he tries to oppress or depress you, just remember that you are royalty in process, and that you have a divine destiny. That ultimate destiny is to sit upon a regal throne, ruling and reigning with the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord just wants you to come into that high place. Isaiah 2 and 3 says, come and let us go to the mountain of the Lord. Let's just for a moment come into the presence of God. Father, we worship you and we thank you, Lord, that we are little caterpillars in process, that we're as a virgin being prepared for our marriage with the King. Lord, we know that's true, male or female. There's no male or female in Christ Jesus. And you're preparing all of us to be that glorious bride that is fit to be wed to the King of Kings. Oh, it's almost, Lord, beyond us. We can hardly contain, we can't comprehend the fullness of that revelation. But thank you, Lord, for making it more and more real to us as the days progress, as we grow nearer to the end, to that time that we will behold you face to face. Hallelujah. I feel the Spirit of the Lord wants to minister by the Spirit of prophecy. My beloved, I would speak to you on this wise. Any time that you desire, you may come into my presence. You may come before the throne of grace in prayer and in worship. You may come before the throne of my majesty to worship me, and there I will receive you unto myself. I wait for our times of fellowship and am wooing you by my Spirit into increased and deeper communion and fellowship with me. I love you with an everlasting love, and I see those burdens on your heart. I would lift your cares. Remember, man cannot accomplish what my Spirit can. Is it not written, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit? You can't change another's heart, but I can. Wait on me and trust me, and know that I have your highest good and welfare on my heart. I desire to bless you and make full your joy. Beloved, this moment, rest in me. Gladden and gratify your soul in God. Understand that I am a jealous God, and that I would have the whole of your love, the whole of your adoration, all of your service. And beloved, as you delight yourself in me, as you take up and seek first the cause of my kingdom, you shall surely be able to testify to those around about you. As you delight yourself in the Lord, he shall give you the desires of your heart. Rejoice, beloved, for I've not forgotten your vows to me, and I will surely make a way where there seems to be no way, says your Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Father. I sense such a precious moving of the Holy Spirit on this broadcast. Just receive now. Receive his comfort. Let him lift those burdens. Receive the word of the Lord. As we delight ourselves in him, he will give us the desires of our heart. Praise God. What a wonderful, matchless Savior we serve. What a wonderful Lord, the King of glory, the resurrected Lord who stands in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, whose eyes are as a flame of fire, whose feet are as fine polished brass. This is the unveiled Christ, the Christ of Revelation. Praise God, praise God. Well, it's been a great blessing to share the presence of the Lord with you, and I invite you to be with us on our next broadcast, and whatever the Lord has, well, we know it'll be good for us. God bless you. I love you. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best for...
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.